Okay, thank you. All right, now we have the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, I'm going to stand. All right, ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. All right, well, we'll start with public comment period, but I don't see any public comment people, so we'll roll right on to announcements and presentations. So do my fellow commissioners have any announcements or presentations? There's a lot going on. Like I always say, if you go to the city website, there's a whole calendar of events. There's tons of stuff going on all the time. The Bird Festival just ended. I'm sure you guys saw the birders here. It looked like a pretty good success. Anything else?
There it is. We did have a pickleball tournament last Saturday.
Oh, good.
We had 48 entrants.
Wow.
And it was the theme was the dot. So anybody in uniforms or outfits were to use dots. And it was just people had a blast. There was people from other cities there. People from other states came down and just had a ball. Nice. So
great.
It was really fun.
Skip, do we have a picture of your costume?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you would have saw Skip, it was hilarious.
Well,
I wish we had it.
I couldn't play because I had an injury, so I decided, well, let's go.
You played through your costume, right?
Yeah. So my costume had over 3,000 dots.
Wow. So that's a lot
it
of
was
dots.
Fun.
A Dalmatian.
It's all for fun.
Okay. The consent calendar.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
If I could go ahead and move forward with a couple of announcements.
Oh, sure. Sorry, staff have any announcements.
Yes,
pardon me.
Thank you very much, sir. First, I wanted to take just a quick moment to introduce myself. I'm the new Recreation Services Division Coordinator, a new position that was created not too long ago, within the last couple of years. So I'm happy to be here and looking forward to working with you folks. So thank you for your participation. I also want to take a moment to introduce my boss, Econi T. And he's our, I'm not going to try. He's our deputy city manager. So about a month after I came on board, in came Econi. So
Kurt's showing me the ropes right now. So
it's good.
There it is. All right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, Doug.
Thank you. I also want to take a moment to recognize Al Romero. Tonight would have been Mr. Romero's last meeting of his term. He's spent numerous years on this commission and has done some outstanding things on behalf of Recreation and Parks, as well as the city. So we want to thank him for his efforts and contributions over these past years. I do also have a certificate for him, but we'll catch him at another time. Additionally, I had a certificate for Mr. Ross, who was unable to make it tonight, so we'll catch him later again. I also wanted to recognize at this time the appointment of our new commissioners beginning their terms in 2017. That would include Drew Sedaris, our chair, Skip Sorich, as well as our newest member to the commission, Michelle Morrison. And that will take effect next meeting. Those positions take effect next meeting, March 16th. So we look forward to Michelle joining our crew. Also, just an FYI, excuse me, Red Davis has been appointed to our council, and he is now our representative on the council for the Recreation and Parks Commission. So anything, I just wanted to make sure that your board is aware of that. Please keep in mind, excuse me, that we'll be appointing a chair and vice chair as well as a representative to various assignments at our next meeting, at your next meeting. So put those thoughts into your minds there as we move forward and want to select somebody to take over that chair position for Drew. And the last thing I have to mention, and this is just a mentioning of our 28th annual Dixon's Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. And that's again, 28th annual, that's set for March
17th.
Thanks, Karen. March 17th, I wanna emphasize the word fundraiser. So we'll get some tickets out to you guys so you can help us sell those, and we'll speak about that another time. But that will be right after, I believe, the day after our next meeting. So Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. And thank you. Mm-hmm. Any more announcements? Anything else? No? Okay. Okay, now it's supposed to be the public comment period, but there's none. So now we move on to the consent calendar. Make it a motion to receive and approve A1 through A5 and file it.
I'll make a motion we accept the A1 through 5.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None? Thank you. Okay. So I think we move on to business items. We have some business items from the staff, I believe, some beautiful things.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In front of you, item C1 is a report from our Citizens Bike Committee regarding unmet bicycle and pedestrian needs. This committee reports to your commission. They meet every other month, and this is their quarterly report. What we are looking for at this time is for your review and comments, and we'd like to take this and forward to City Council for consideration during the goal setting period.
Okay. Well, I think we should have the Public's Works look at these things and line them out, price them out, and see what their priorities are. Of course, my personal priorities on this would be, you know, near the schools and the heavily congested areas first. But yeah, anybody else have a comment on that?
I would think that would fall under some of the budgetary aspects.
Well, yeah, but it also would be the city maintenance guys to tell us what they could do first. So, take the city council that we recommend that we get some prices on it from the maintenance, and then we'll move from there and prioritize it. We would prioritize it. The lanes taking kids to and from school, and then at the busier intersections, and then work our way through the list, because there are quite a few. Some of it's just repair, but some of it looks like new stuff. So.
I will go ahead and take this information, forward that up to council for their consideration, and we're looking for those items that would come into play regarding children to and from school, as well as
the higher traffic areas.
High traffic areas.
Yeah. So we keep the bicycle safe from the cars.
And these items then will be considered and hopefully worked into the annual goals and objectives process.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, certainly. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the work plan. Is that what I see next?
Yes, item C2.
Yes.
And again, we are looking for your commission to accept the material and review for later discussion and action. What we put together here are the city's goals and objectives for fiscal year 16-17 for your review. At this time, the city is moving forward and going through this process of goal setting for fiscal 17-18. So what I'm bringing to you today is to refresh your memories, as it's been quite some time since we've gone through this process, refresh your memories on the process itself, but then also how it plays into the Rec and Parks Commission and then the Recreation Services Division as far as our work plan for the upcoming fiscal year. So,
okay.
Again, this is to refresh you from the goals of 16-17. And again, for you to be again aware of the process and be prepared to discuss again at our next meeting.
Okay.
Or subsequent meetings, or the meetings following, so that we can move forward with a design of a work plan for the division in fiscal 17-18. That's the outcome we're looking for.
Okay. Does staff think we should have a workshop or anything to achieve this, to help achieve this goal? We could get together on.
We could consider that. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The commissioners agree with that, that perhaps it might be to our benefit to have a workshop on some of this?
That'd be great.
Okay.
And keep in mind then, this will be based on the goals and objectives that are defined by the city administration. So we'll take mm-hmm. those goals and then apply or break them down so that we can then put together a workshop if that's what your board would like to move forward with. The workshop will be based again on the goals that have been defined by city administration in this process. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I think I've repeated myself a number of times on that one, but I hope we all understand that. We're as clear as mud. Do you have questions for me on that?
Any questions?
No, I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward.
And again, that item did require no action.
Correct.
At this time.
Okay. So we can look at C3 then?
Let's take a
Move
look
on
at C3.
C3 and the presentation at Embarcadero and Centennial Parkway proposal.
And our community development director, Scott Graham, have put together this project, a PowerPoint for your review, along with the documentation you found in your agenda packets. Our deputy city manager, Connie, will go ahead and take us through this PowerPoint presentation. And keep in mind that we are looking for your commission to provide comments as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Kirk. And as Kirk mentioned, we are looking for your input as a board. So, you know, basically the question is, at the end of this presentation, is going to be, do you want this? Do you not want this? Do you have any concerns, or are you okay with it, basically? So pretty much it's, this presentation is basically Centennial Parkway. I don't know if you've heard about it already, but it's this has been posted on our website online. Staff has tried since mid last year, 2016, to try to get the word out. Basically, they don't want to move forward unless the community is okay with it. If there's a better idea, let us know. But what staff is trying to do is reach out to all the different organizations and get input. What we have here is there's always been an issue between when we did the economic development strategy plan, the group came out and saw, along with staff and the needs of the businesses, that there were issues, and we need to resolve that. One of the issues were downtown wasn't getting traction. They weren't getting the customers that they used to from back in the days. And it seemed that when people came into town, they would go straight for the ocean or the harbor, and they would bypass downtown. So there was this desire to link downtown with Embarcadero so that people who go to the ocean and the harbor, that they know that there's also a connection to go on Morro Boulevard and to connect with the city and visit other businesses. So Embarcadero is not the only thing that flourishes economically, but that you can help the downtown. So you've been here for years, and maybe you've seen that, at least when I visited the businesses on downtown, they say that they don't get the clientele and the walk-ins that they used to. I talked to the gun shop, and he's one who says that. He says that he gets most of the sales from the shows in Vegas, but he says years ago, it was great. Now, that could be because maybe times have changed, and people shop differently, and there's online as well. But nonetheless, majority of the businesses would love to see that. You know, when you go to things that have happened as well is, what I hear, haven't been there yet, but what I keep hearing about are Thursday nights at Slow, and it's the happening place to be. I don't know. Have you been there? I haven't yet.
Yeah, Farmers Market.
Is it true what they say? Okay. And I think that's so creative, and I think that's something so cool, and I think we could do the same. And I don't think we actually have to wait for this to do that. I actually, you know, talking with Kirk and our events team, it's something we'd love to actually implement here with doing something, maybe a concert night, concert month, and do that. But the thought behind that was creating a place where those concerts could happen. Not only concerts, but, you know, we went to the high school, and the high school teacher, we told them about this plan, and they said, oh, I remember in high school, we had a place like this, and we would rent it out for high school graduation. This would be a perfect spot for high school graduation. Again, seating, you know, it depends on what it would seat, but this is basically the concept of on the chessboard, Centennial Parkway. I really want to give you the 30,000 feet view, because conceptual, that's what it is. It's to link together the community. So things are happening in this core area, and then it spreads throughout. So in this area, what we have here, there's a elevator planned here. There's a slide that's planned here. There's the chessboard is still going to be maintained. Also, there's a fireplace that's planned as well. Keep people warm and cozy. They also said that there's a sandbox for the kids. And so basically, 30,000 feet view is there's this area to do concerts and different programs. It could be, you know, we could have part of the car show there. We could have, you know, stand-up comedy time. We can have any type of entertainment. And then also even rec-related things there. We could even have a pickleball demo there. There's enough room. I mean, you think of it, it can be there. And that's part of the Centennial Parkway. So I don't know if you had any questions. Again, Scott Graham from Community Development was supposed to be giving it. I'm just kind of staying general. Just wanted to give you the brief overview and see if you had any questions on Centennial Parkway.
Anyone?
I think, first off, we need to correlate with, you know, I see you already have the down, you know, how they're planning on widening the street or what they're going to do with the Embarcadero. I think before we can even decide what we're going to do there, we have to decide what we're going to do with the streets, because that's going to play an important role mm-hmm. on how we develop the rest.
The streets, and a good question. So, Bob, that's great. So the streets right in front of Centennial, is that what you're talking about, these streets?
Yes, the whole Embarcadero. Remember, they're going to make it.
They're going to make it either one-way or two-way with extra wide sidewalks and all that?
So the proposal right now, and Bob, maybe you've seen this already, but this is the proposal right now, Centennial Parkway. Centennial Parkway is just right here. And so red means one way, and blue is two way. Is this the map you're referring to, or?
Well, I know they had like three different options they're going to do: one with the bike lane, one with 10-foot sidewalks, one with 8-foot sidewalks, and I know they had all those options. So I thought it'd be wise if we narrowed that down, and then we could do our other part.
So
we don't want to do that and have to change it again when
great.
We do this.
Yeah. So Bob, I would say that. Centennial Parkway, if we could look at it in different questions, because there's a Centennial Parkway, and I would agree that if we could look at that question, because we asked the same question to the chamber, and the chamber said we're okay with the Centennial Parkway. As a whole, there were questions and concerns, but they said we're okay. Yes, thumbs up on that. What we're not okay with, though, is We can't say one way or two way yet on the streets, because we want to understand circulation of pedestrians. We want to understand one way and how is that circulation from Tidelands Park down to the Rock. So we need to understand that first on circulation for pedestrians, because you know, the board, the chamber, they have businesses and that they were affecting, and so for them, they want to understand. They certainly want to understand movement of their customers and pedestrians, but they were able to They were able to say, okay, Centennial Parkway is different, and the streets is a different question as well. So if you feel it's connected, then you can say, oh, but I just wanted to bring that up. If we're able to distinguish that, if you're able to do that as a board, then that could be something. But if you feel that that's connected, that's your feeling. We could take that as well.
No, I agree with the entertainment unit, whatever you want to call it, the stage and around there. I think that's fantastic that we need to get something a little more creative in there and go with it. I was just concerned with, I'd hate to see us build it all the way out there, make it a nice park all the way out to the street, and then next year, whenever they decide, we have to take it all back out up to the wherever they want the sidewalks and all that to go.
Yeah.
But as far as, yeah, the other part, I agree. We need that and be good.
Because right now, the other question too, there's three questions to ask. One of the questions was, are you okay with Centennial Parkway? The second question was, what do you think of the proposed streets like this? So one way in front of Centennial Parkway, and then it goes from two-way here, it remains two-way here, so that when we talk about widening sidewalks, the reason why they would put one way in front of Centennial Parkway is because of the movement. You know, the pier would extend out here, and so the sidewalks would expand really in this area, focused in this area in front of Centennial Parkway. So I guess the answer is, that was one thought right there. When you ask has the staff or figured out what they wanted to do, this is one thought. If you consider this and say, oh, okay, well, that makes sense, or no, that doesn't make sense, now is the time to share those feelings.
Ikai?
Yes.
Whether it's one way or not, but widening the sidewalks, and when you have a plaza like what we see in front of us, have they thought of what would be the percentage of increase of attendance? And when you do that, you also have more traffic and parking. So the parking seems to be that is going to be an issue.
But if not already, right?
Already.
Yeah. So imagine if you bring this, just magnifying.
And like what you were saying, like what they're doing in SLO, I mean, more people are going there.
Yeah.
And of course, they do have some parking facilities, but even that,
yeah,
because I've been there, and it's like you go into the parking facility and you hope, well, Jesus, there's one left at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we have to kind of look at that, those kinds
yeah.
of things.
Yeah. It's great.
It's going to be great for the businesses.
Yeah. It's a great question you bring up. You and Bob bring up great points. And so I just want to say, like I said, I wish Scott was here because I'm sure he has an answer. But I've been with him in some of the presentations, and how he responds to that is this. What he'll say is in SLO, there are parking structures in SLO. Because one of the things that will always come up in the meetings is, we live in a community where some people can't park far away, like in SLO. Because you can't park in SLO next to the building you're going to. You have to use parking structures, is what I'm told. Or, if you go to San Francisco, where I'm from, you can't park next to anywhere. You got to walk, and then you get to Pier 39, and you're walking on the Barcadero. So I guess there's trade-offs as well. And so that's something that when I bring up San Francisco, I'm not saying that we're trying to turn into San Francisco, but it's on the parking structure, even in SLO, is they had to have a trade-off they're that city where they came up with parking structures, and they were okay with people walking a few minutes to get to the business. And that's the question that we're probably going to ask, is there's going to be a time where there may be parking. We'll have to figure out parking, but it won't be next to the businesses, but it may be 2-3 blocks from there. And are we okay with that? But again, I'm not community development, so Scott could answer that better.
Well, the other thing too is when you do have a facility like this, this plaza status, people probably have a tendency of saying, it's worth walking.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to look at that too.
Yeah.
But it just, what is the percentage of increase that they're anticipating? So that's, something to consider.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions.
Please.
First of all, Is there any concept of outlying parking lots that shuttle buses could be used to transport people down to the Embarcadero? So, because I know a number of communities that have parking issues provide free shuttles for people to transport themselves to a designated area.
It's us, right? Our trolleys?
Yeah, like the trolley concept. Second, my second question is, and maybe I've missed something, but you know, we have this large vacant lot on the Embarcadero. Is there any discussion about purchasing that or using that?
Yeah,
or
it's private property.
This is the one, yeah.
Blue, the one by Blue Stone?
The end up above.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, here we're trying to create space.
Uh-huh.
And we have this lot in the middle of our plan. And I don't know if there's been any discussion, negotiations, anything.
Yeah, so from what I hear, there has been discussions. It is owned by, is the Blue Sail?
Yeah, Blue Sail.
Blue Sail.
He won't sell it, he wants to develop it.
What's that?
He won't sell it, he's going to develop it.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. So from what I've heard already is they don't want to block the view of their,
right.
Or their hotel there. So, you know, there's... yeah, but it's their property, so they're not in a rush to develop that or sell it.
Are they open for renting the lot for parking and other kinds of things?
Good question.
Because we're looking for space.
Yeah, yeah. So are you talking about renting it, putting asphalt on there, or just dirt?
I'm just exploring.
Yeah.
The idea.
Yeah.
That
no, and I'm just saying too, because it doesn't cost much, even if there's asphalt on there to break it down and put a building. So if you rent it, and we're willing to pay that price, you can. It doesn't cost much as opposed to putting a building on there and breaking it down later and saying we don't want this. So
I just think that we need to maybe pursue some kind of usage.
Yeah.
If the owner is willing to. Share in the community needs.
Yeah. So. No, good point. So Jeff, would you say you would want that resolved before having a stance on Centennial Parkway? Or you're saying in addition to figuring out Centennial Parkway, let's figure out the parking lot
as
well?
I'm trying to look at the whole project holistically.
Gotcha.
And we're talking about space, parking, movement of people, and so forth. And in the middle of this project is this large empty space.
Yeah.
And we ought to be working toward trying to have some kind of usage of that space.
And we are, you know, the toughest thing, Jeff, is you know, there's one thing to so if the question is are we working with that property owner, the answer is yes. I haven't personally, but I know Dave has talked with them. But I think you hit on something very important is continue, because I think the best thing we can do as staff is continue to work with that property owner, but he can tell us no all day. But I don't think we stop Centennial Parkway because he doesn't want to sell or he doesn't want to work with us. But I do think you're so right in that we just can't give up. You know, if he says no, we keep asking.
Yep.
Different, we come at different angles. So, yeah, we'll continue to do that, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My mic isn't working again, so I'll just talk loud. Oh, now it's on again. Oh, he went. He turned it on down. Okay, so I was up in San Francisco also last weekend.
Oh, nice.
Or a weekend before.
There you go.
Got wet. But anyway, the tourists up there, we got to think, the tourists are what we're trying to benefit here mostly, right? The tourists and some locals also. But the tourists up there, I saw them standing in line in the rain waiting to get on the trolleys. And like I say, parking is up there. So people, if they want to come there, they're going to deal with the parking. And we have the big parking lot down by the power plant, which hardly ever gets used. So if we herded everybody down there and we had the trolley bring them up and drop them off close to there, that would be a way to alleviate a lot of the parking problems there. And also, I remember in one of the programs they brought up, are they still thinking about making it just pedestrian street through there, or have they eliminated that? That was one proposal. They want to make that
Centennial Parkway, that road?
The Embarcadero from where it's all one way, they just want to make that just strictly pedestrian walkway, make it real nice, and, you know, kind of like that is what you see there. It's just everybody can walk and do all those type of things. I know they do that in Huntington Beach. They closed off the main street for Fridays, I think it is, or something like that, and just pedestrians only, and it's a great, I mean, yeah. Everybody loves coming down there because now they can do something and not get hit.
Have you seen the Santa Monica?
Same thing, yeah, pier and all that.
Pier is what they call the boardwalk on, yeah, Santa Monica, yeah, where that used to be a road, and they closed, yeah, it down one day, and now you know it's closed down permanently, yeah, and...
So I think we should give that an option,
it's just
too.
Entertainment, like there, yeah, and so it's the same concept.
You know, in the Harbor Fest, there, they close it all off, and it works great. We have no problems, and the tenants there is probably more than we'll ever get at this here, and people seem to park and make it there, and so if you give them something to come for, they're going to come.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the tourist guy, I don't know if you heard the tourist guy talking when he was here a couple months ago, our tourist advisor, whether we brought someone in. That's what he said.
Did you attend?
I watched him on TV.
Oh, nice. That's great.
But he said that same thing. You know, if you make it, they're going to walk 2-3 blocks. They're going to make it, uh-huh, there if they want, if you make it for them. So what we have to do is we have to make something for, yeah, them. And I mentioned something downtown. What's the possibility of moving the farmer's market from Spencer's to Morro Bay Boulevard or Main Street and make that a focus point on Thursdays? And then they could, through after they're done, throw a band out there, and the vendors could go to Slow, where they go after we do here, and we could still continue with our own entertainment.
Well, I think it's too early in the day.
Pardon me?
It's too early in the day. The reason Slow works is because it's a night thing. Everybody gets off work, goes down, right, there.
Yeah, but after 6, most of us go to bed.
Yeah, well.
Bob, when does that farmer's market happen at Spencer's?
2:30 to 5 on Thursdays. Well, today.
On, oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they head downtown.
And then they do the... They go down to Slow along with all the other people. Yeah.
Just curious, I know this is recreation, but do we know the attendance? Do you guys go there and
see?
Oh, it's crowded.
Is it draws. On our farmer's market on Thursdays?
Yes, it's very popular. Very popular.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy if you get there right at 2:30 too.
Interesting.
Take your life in your hands.
Say something.
But I think that would be a great project for downtown if we could move it up to there. I don't know what the licensing is with Spencer's or whatever it is, but.
Yeah.
I have a quick question, piggybacking on what he's saying. I'm curious about the ideas of the one-way street there, and how would that work? It looks like it's a one-way street, and then what's the plan once the traffic would get to that street? What happens? How is the traffic? How does the traffic flow there?
It goes up the hill and comes Front Street, and it comes back down and goes two-way at the Pacific, goes up the Pacific,
mm-hmm,
over the market two-way, and then comes back down two-way down by the galley. Okay.
Good question.
If I could put in my 2 cents worth.
Please.
Have you guys ever looked at the parking lot behind the Bank of America? That's a huge lot. If you put a parking structure there, then it would cause people to park up on top and go to those shops, uh-huh, and then migrate down to the Embarcadero. If you put more parking, which we desperately need, the Embarcadero, they might not migrate back up.
Yeah.
So I don't know who owns that, if Bank of America owns it, if they're leasing it, but that would be a good spot to look at, just because it starts them off part of the way up on Morro Bay Boulevard. This is beautiful. Of course, you got to have a bond issue and all that kind of stuff to build it. So the only thing I would suggest was, you know, figure out phases so you could phase it in over time.
Uh-huh.
To make it, more realistic for financially. One of the things I'd love to see is if from the traffic circle down to Dorns, if we could pull up all those trees and put up nice lit trees with nice fences around them, a couple more garbage cans and a couple benches. I think when people would come to Morro Bay, they'd see that lit path down there, and that'd get them going down towards the Embarcadero. Plus, I think it would make all the businesses along Morro Bay Boulevard look better.
Yeah.
It'd be better presented. And then do the same thing from Main Street right there over to Beach. Uh-huh. And just have that. Maybe start,
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Because
you come off the freeway, you look, oh, there's a beautifully lit street, and it goes
down a ways, I'm going to go down that way. And then I think that would attract people to the businesses right there on Morro Bay and get them down towards the Embarcadero. And then if you had the parking lot down there behind B of A, then since they're already there, they'd probably walk around more in that downtown part.
Yeah.
And especially now, I've seen we've got better signage. You know, I think Parks and Recreation may have started that with the nice big blue signs, but there are better directional signs in town so people, visitors can look around and go, oh, you know, this way is to the museum, that way is to the, you know, Embarcadero and so on and so forth. So I think we're heading in the right direction with the directional signs and things. But yeah, it's a beautiful project. Of course, you know, it's always a question of cost and return. And if you want to build us this thing, boy, we'd love to have it. It's beautiful. You know, but we got to baby step it and figure out how we could get it done. And, of course, we need to see if that's what the people in Morro Bay want. But as far as the park commissioner, it's more park. I like it.
Well, I appreciate all of your input and comments and discussion here. And I want to remind your commission that we have three questions to answer regarding these basically two projects. And they are in the staff report under discussion. Question number one is, do you recommend that the project move forward or that the area remains as is? The second, providing necessary comments, concerns, suggestions on the design. And then third, we're looking for your preference of the one-way or two-way traffic on the Embarcadero. And an alternate recommendation could be to move forward with a one-way demonstration project. And what they're trying to explain there is instead of breaking ground and creating the permanent one-way road to give it a temporary try.
Okay.
So we're looking through those three answers.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirk. And just kind of, or a different option could be how Bob said, you know, there's some current concerns in circulation right now in one-way and two-way, not knowing that you could break that off and say, you know, question three in traffic flow, I don't have a good answer, but maybe Centennial Parkway as a board, we feel good about it. Or we don't feel good about it. But just trying to separate things and just letting you know that those are could be viewed as two different things. I know, Bob, you're saying to you it's one, but we'd love to just get an answer on Plaza, yes or no, and number two and number three, just get direction.
Okay. All in favor of a Plaza?
Okay, I have a question for, could I have one more question clarified?
Sure.
I know you have two proposals here for the Plaza, right? You have one with the grandstand in the middle, and the next one down is over here at the one side with the half moon. Is that true, or what is that?
So, what are you? Could you look on maybe Drew's sheet, or what are you referring to?
Do you think this and this are different?
Oh no! See, here's what I have. See, this one, it shows the stand here with a half moon.
And oh, then okay.
This one shows this whole center with a stage there.
Vision for Morro Bay Parkway.
So there's two different proposals on here.
Oh, so I think. Yeah, I think we should have took off. It's the half moon one that we're. There's only one concept on this. It's concept A. Looks like there were different concepts before, but we're just moving forward with concept A. So if you agree with concept A, that's what we're.
Okay.
Yeah, good question.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion.
And so one other question about the one way. Bob had said earlier that there was a possibility of pedestrian only. That's just something you're kind of floating. It doesn't look like it's one of the options now, correct?
It's floating. Yeah, exactly. Pedestrian only was only floating right now. Kind of what they're talking about is this concept of one way in front of Centennial Parkway, looking like one way here, parking there, and you know, widened sidewalks here for families and strollers, and then bike lane. So this is just that red section. This is kind of how it would look.
Okay. So it's a two-lane one-way.
No, one lane.
Yeah, this is parking right
that's
here.
That's parking.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Parking. Yeah. So yeah. It's
two-lane.
You know, and the one-way, as far as blocking it off, it's much easier to block off a one-way than a two-way.
Mm.
In any area.
Yeah. You're losing half the parking this way.
Pardon?
You're losing half the parking with the bike lane. Just
you're
so
gonna
you
lose,
see that.
Well, that's the other thing. You're going to lose parking. You're going to widen, which, in essence, they do need wider sidewalks.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a give and take in everything we got to do. So,
you know, one additional thing you might look at on that is to have people schedule deliveries at a certain time of day, because if it's one way it's one lane, it could be a huge traffic jam if people are coming whenever they feel like it.
It's a great point.
Yeah, my mother mentioned that because she used for back east, and back east that's how they did it. Cities would have ordinances so that, you know, it wouldn't affect the traffic flow.
And I think right now they try to tell the trucks to come in before 10. It never works out that way, but that's what they tell the trucks.
One of the things they brought up is some of the owners don't want to come down to the store at 6 to accept.
Well, yeah,
and then come back at 10 and open up.
Yeah.
And another one, didn't they say they're going to have certain pullouts every so often for the trucks to pull in and do that? I thought I saw that in one of the plans.
Yeah, I thought I did too. Loading some.
Yeah, just pullouts.
Yeah, I don't know.
But other than that.
So you asked about whether or not we want to keep moving forward with this plan A.
Yes, we're looking for a motion and a second and then a vote for each item.
I make a motion we go ahead with plan A and pursue it further.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you.
I'm sorry, who was the second?
Skip to Malou.
Design-related comments that we're doing right now.
To clarify, Chairman Sidaris, if your concerns basically are around the need for parking, is what I'm understanding. That's your biggest concern.
Correct. And the second would probably be emergency vehicles and such. So, of course, I'm sure you guys are going to run it by the police and fire and see how they're feeling about it. But, yeah. But if during the summer, if we ran the shuttle between the Tidelands Park and had directional signs, free parking to Tidelands, and then free parking the other direction over by Beach Street, just that big lot past Beach Street, I think that might help some. As people come into town and say, oh, I can park here and the free shuttle will take me anywhere I need to go. Mm-hmm. I think it would help.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, that's just, it's my bright idea for the day.
And then other design-related comments?
No, I like it. I like especially the design with the fire pits and such. I think that's a really nice. So
I was mistaken, and it's not necessary for us to move forward with a vote on question number two. It's just more of information gathering from your commission that we can forward on.
A direction one way or two way.
Now, number three will require.
We're talking about the design, the really comments. All right, well, if we say yes to three, then it'll go to city council, and then people will come in and give their opinion, right?
We're asking for a preference of your one-way or two-way traffic on Embarcadero, so your preference as the Recreation and Parks Commission.
Okay, I'd go for the one-way.
Same here.
Yeah,
I would too.
Okay, all in favor of recommending one-way?
I have one comment. You brought up the emergency, but we have 12-foot walk and an 8-foot walk, we could cut that 12-foot down to 8, like it should be, and make the bike lane wider, and that could be the bike lane or emergency vehicles, and then be out of the way of the traffic entirely.
Well, now what's the fire chief going to say? You took his thing.
No, that's his emergency
kidding.
Route.
I know.
Oh, take his
plane. Yeah, I mean, he'd have seen that.
That was his suggestion?
Well, he might have made it, but now you made it.
I'm the new fire chief.
So to reiterate then, Commissioner Swain, your input design related would be in regards to emergency vehicle access.
Yeah,
to widen the bike lane to make it emergency vehicle access.
Okay.
Down a 12-foot sidewalk and widen the bike lane so that vehicles could use that as a, if they have to get through for something.
Okay, thank you.
Well, when you have two families coming, pushing strollers, say, is 10 feet wide enough or do you need, it gets kind of skinny.
That's pretty wide, 10 feet.
Well, we do get a lot of people down there on the busy days.
Yeah.
But so, you think a 10 feet's good enough?
Well, I think that's plenty. I mean, that's the table's 8 feet.
Well, that's a 10-footer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our design-related comments.
Thank you.
Can we take a little vote on one way or two way, gentlemen? How many would like to see it one way?
We need a motion.
Somebody make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we look at, serious look at making a one way, what is it, between Pacific and, is it Harbor or?
Marina.
Marina?
Yes.
Okay, that's my motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? None. Okay.
I want pedestrians.
Well, we'll have pedestrians.
And we said
they won't be on the sunny side anyway.
Just wanted to, the streets were Harbor to Marina. So, are you okay amending that?
Yes.
Because we were saying Pacifica to Marina, but it's actually Harbor to Marina would be the proposed. Yeah. So you're okay with that? Okay.
As the motion maker, I agree for the amendment.
Okay. We get hot chocolate now? What do we do?
We do.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a third one?
Third one? No, that was it.
That was three. What was one?
One was yes or no on a pause.
Oh,
two, we didn't vote after one. Yeah, we're good. Mm-hmm. Traffic, Fresh Street, Mine. Okay. My little notes. Does the staff want to talk about any of the other Parks and Rec stuff? Or the programs? Did you want to?
Yeah, we currently have youth basketball is going on. We have games.
March Madness.
Yep, March Madness. We're not quite there yet. We're January Madness. We have games on Friday nights and Saturdays. And check out our sports website, www.leaguelineup.com/mbsports, and you'll see our game schedule where all the kids are playing. We have 39 teams, about 280 boys and girls from 2nd through 8th grade playing. And we are also interleague playing with Atascadero and Cambria. So we do have some other groups participating with us. Also, girls softball registration is underway. Our assessments will be next week on Sunday, on January 29th at Lila Kaiser Park. So you can come in, register for girls softball. And just a quick note that T-ball, Little League, Los Osos Little League and Central Coast Little League merge over the off season, and Los Osos Little League offers T-ball. And so they're going to absorb our T-ball program this year. And so all the boys and girls who are in that younger age group, that 4 to 6 age group, should contact Coast Little League, which is their new name, and get them registered to play.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I do have one more comment. And keep your eyes out if you haven't seen our new recreation guide or publication. That is the winter edition, and that hit the mail this week. And we'll do it again and send one out sometime in April is what we're planning for. So this should be a twice a year publication.
Okay, that's good. I'd like to remind everybody to go on the city's website to look at all the wonderful things that are happening around here and all the opportunities that we have and the hard work that fine city staff does to help provide this for everyone. So the more we all participate, the better it'll all be. Is it time to adjourn the meeting?
Future agenda
items. What do we got?
I have one.
Okay.
I was brought up by Red Davis, he wanted to bring this up. Name in a city park.
Oh, yeah.
Franklin Riley Park. He's the original founder of Morro Bay back in 1920 or whenever it was. He started this area here. And so maybe kick around. There was a few parks mentioned, and I know the Historical Society is behind this. And they will pay for the monument. Was that what he said?
Yes, yes, they will.
They will pay for the monument. We just have to decide what park and why it would be a good place to be there. And it was brought up that City Park, but then somebody brought to my attention that City Park is not, like, wow. And so maybe down another park that it'll get people and make you honored to be your name on that park.
I believe the most appropriate space for it would be right above Tidelands. There's that area with those cypress trees, and he may well have planted some of these trees. And I think that would be an appropriate place for a small monument recognizing the founder of the city.
Where you can look out over the bay?
Yeah, and I think he planted some of those trees. So we know he was there.
So we can go ahead and put that on the agenda for our next meeting for...
Yes, please.
Further discussion?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got public in here.
One other thing. I'll be working with Kurt and Brady in regards to... We have a club now in town that's bocce ball, but they have no facility. So the three of us are going to kind of look at some venues to see about bocce ball courts for Morro Bay. And I know that some of those guys that are in that club, they travel. They'll go to Slow or wherever to play bocce ball, or else they go out and set up lines and do it on the grass and stuff. So I think that's something that's going to be coming up. Mm-hmm. And the other one, so everybody knows, I'm all involved with pickleball. In the last 2 months or more, I'm on Facebook, and I've been in contact with a lot of different clubs throughout the country. And we talked about how fast it's growing. Well, it's growing faster. Mm. Virtually every club, they have no facilities, and they're getting facilities. But the amount of people that are coming in wanting to play, it's crazy. And it's going to happen here. I think it's something that we're going to look down the future. We're going to be putting on that tournament in June, which is going to be a big tournament. And I anticipate seeing people from some pretty good distances coming in.
Skip, what tournament is that in June?
In June.
What is that?
It's the one that we're putting on for the Morro Bay. It's an action. I don't
know. Is it a local, or you invite people from the valley?
No,
or?
It's from all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then, of course, we're going to have pickleball in the park in March, and that's where we're going to have the 5-0s, and a couple pros are going to be here. And it's a weekend that's going to draw. I think last year we drew over 200 people to that. So it's a definite growing sport. So it's something for us to look down the path. And I know that we have to have more than what we have today to run a sanctioned tournament, and that would be through USAPA. But we'll get there. And when that happens, because this area is just absolutely pristine, perfect.
Skip, do you and the board think that, you know, the question I always had, pickleball is growing very fast. That's what I keep hearing. That's what I heard in Utah before I came. And what I keep hearing is it's one of the fastest in the nation, if not the world.
The universe.
I don't know. And it'll continue growing because it's not only the baby boomers who are doing it. The median age of who's learning the game, it's getting younger and younger.
It's in younger, elementary schools right now.
So the question,
and it's
I
all over the world. I'm on with one guy in China. They're putting in pickleball courts in
China.
China.
Yeah. So do you think we need more courts in Morro Bay, or are there logistical issues?
No, we will. And when you incorporate such as a design like this plaza and the facility to accommodate a sanctioned tournament that's going to draw people from all over. I mean, we've got people down here now just from Colorado.
So does the board, because that's good. I mean, because I get it from Skip. Skip's Mr. Pickleball. But the board, do you guys feel the same way too? Just trying to get your thoughts.
Well, yeah, we're always open to people want to contribute to build something like that. I think I'm against repainting over tennis courts, so I think the tennis court people have the right to have their courts unmolested.
Yeah. Okay.
So there are some other spots that we could build them.
Okay.
But we did what we did because the seniors were kind enough to help us out, and that's all we had the resources to do.
Yeah.
Okay. But down the line, sure, if it's growing, of course we'd want it to accommodate everybody that wanted to participate.
So Commissioner Sorich, is this an item that you'd like to put on next meeting's agenda? Is that what is
to talk about expanding pickleball opportunities?
We could implement it then, and I can.
Well, we could talk about where we could do it if the time and money, the resources became available.
It's going to happen. And I'd like to, personally speaking, I'd like to say it happens before than later. I think it's going to. I think just in this last month, we've probably increased by 30 new players.
That's fantastic.
And I mean, every Saturday, even during the week, there's new players coming in wanting to try pickleball. It's just spreading. And it's getting to be like a snowball going downhill, and it's not just here.
So again, as a function of this meeting and to complete our agenda, we're discussing future agenda items. That's what I wanted to clarify from you.
Yeah.
Is this an added item for our next agenda or the next meeting's agenda?
I would like to see it. Yeah.
Okay, we can add that.
Okay.
So we've got. One is a park naming. Two is discussion of bocce courts, and three then is a general discussion of pickleball.
Yes.
Then, Mr. Chairman, anything else that you wanted to continue with?
One thing, since everybody is new now, we used to once a year get together with all the city and county and state park people, and I don't know who the lead person on that was, but if we could look into that so we continue with that. Because what happens is that's where you get to know those people. And a lot of times we have things that overlap, you know, trails and certain projects. And it's just good to know what else is going on in the county. So they can, you know, sometimes they give us advice, we give them advice.
Drew, how did that happen? How did that look?
They'd have it at the golf course or at one of the wineries. And it was just all the parks people, the commissioners, and some of the state folks, and the county folks would get together.
Right. Yeah, it was through Slow Capra, which is
Slow
the
Capra.
Right. It's the group of recreation and parks directors from the county, and they'll get together and bring all the recreation and parks commissioners together to have an event.
Yeah. So I'd like permission for us to attend that next if we can, because it was helpful.
Yes. We'll check into those dates. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's usually in spring. So.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, that's not an item that needs to be agendized.
No,
rather,
no.
Just direction to staff to investigate CAPRA and how we can, again, be involved.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And something that I like, and I think as staff, what we like to hear is, although I know Kirk, Tiffany, and Karen, their plates are full. I always love to hear any new ideas that you have. I know you love to read the newspapers, or I know you've always had goals and passions that you wanted to accomplish. Let us know, if not now, at the next city council, at the next board meeting, or even email us throughout the months and say, here are some ideas that I just read about. Could we do this in our city? Let us know. And like I said, I have a great team, so I just let them figure it out because they do everything. But I'd love to know ideas. You know, it doesn't hurt, even if it's a bad idea. There's never a bad idea, but one idea leads to another idea that makes great things happen. So,
okay. Well, one question I have is: are there any improvements or modifications to any of the physical parks, bathroom renovations, or is anything totally damaged by the storms that need, or playground equipment we need? We haven't addressed that lately. The physical structure of the parks.
Nothing that's been brought to my attention or any damage that I have seen.
All right. We're going to go on a parks tour again this year?
We should be scheduling that for this summer.
That'd be great. Okay. Anything else we can do, folks? No? Meeting adjourned then.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.